We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Eric Reed, Game 4, Heat Celtics tonight. We're going to get a little Heat talk with Eric right now. Eric, thank you for your time. As always, we love talking to you, buddy.
Hey, good morning, Zach and Joe. Feel the same way about you guys. Great way to start an Eastern Conference Game 4 playoff day.
I just wanted, do you have some coffee so we could get off to a fast start this night?
Brother, I'm on my second cup right now. I'm ready.
Well, listen, let's talk about a faster start with the Heat tonight. Is that something you're looking – listen, they're not falling behind in all these games on purpose. I get it. What kind of things can you do besides just talk about it, Eric, to get off to a better start and not chase them down at the end of a game?
Well, Joe, listen, the starters got to play better right from the jump, but it's not just about the start. You hear coaches – from all teams talking about playing the whole 48 minutes as well as you can. And to be honest, Joe, to beat a team like Boston, nobody should have been lulled into a sense that this was going to be easy with a 2-0 lead. Boston, how many examples do we need to reiterate that 2-0 playoff leads don't mean a whole heck of a lot? They really don't. Boston is a very, very good team. They got four players averaging over 20 a game in this series. And they got Gordon Hayward back, and you saw what a difference maker he is for Boston, even with the month off. You know, as I look at Game 4, guys, compared to, coming off of Game 3, the biggest difference in that game was Goran Dragic. He had 29 and 25 points in the first two games. He was a plus 23 in those two games. Guys, he was a minus 29 in Game 3, held to 11 points on 2-for-10 shooting, and the catalyst for that change was Boston putting Marcus Smart on Dragic. Smart's a first-team All-NBA defensive player. They switched Kemba Walker on to Jay Crowder. Miami was unable to get Dragic going. Crowder didn't take advantage of Kemba Walker defending him. And that, to me, is more important than, right, getting off to a good start. It's getting Dragic. You know, the Heat are 8-0 in the playoffs this year when Dragic scores at least 20. So I think that's sort of a prerequisite for victory in the playoffs. You've got to get a terrific game out of Dragic. And Brad Stevens putting Smart on Goran in Game 3 might be the single biggest personnel shift that we've seen through the first three games.
Yeah, Eric, and Jimmy Butler, the narrative of either starting quicker or him getting more involved in the game offensively. Do you feel like Jimmy's going to assert himself a little bit more offensively after what the kind of narrative was after Game 3 or the first, or even through the playoffs in general, how sometimes he's just not the guy on the court? Do you think he's going to try to be more like that tonight?
Well, I don't think he's going to drastically change who he is. The 30-point games for Jimmy are not the norm. But if Jimmy just plays his game, to me, it wasn't about Jimmy. It was the whole, sort of human nature element of, in the playoffs, it's always the team that won the previous game. Can they match the desperation and the desire and the urgency of the team that lost the previous game? So that's why sometimes a loss in the playoffs is not the worst thing. Up 2-0, you're 10-1 in the playoffs. You tend to think it's just going to happen. So now Miami's got to play. Boston played Game 3 with a Game 7 mindset. It was all or nothing for them. You can't go down 3-0. So, they win Game 3. Now it's 2-1. And now it's all, each game you get deeper, the stakes get higher, the pressure mounts. So Miami's got to, I think it's more of a mindset and an urgency than, you know, got to get off to a quicker start. They've got to play ferociously hard for the whole 48 minutes of the game and treat every game like it's a game seven. You're sitting there two wins away from the NBA Finals. So, you know, the Celtics want it as bad. If there is a team as hungry as Miami, it's them. If there's a team as tough or tougher than Miami, it's them. They're outstanding. So you got to play your A game and not just think, you know, anything less is going to get you a win against a team like them.
Eric, Boston finally figured out that zone in this last game, shot a lot better. Does Eric go more to it? Does he mix it up? Does he stick with that tonight, in your opinion? How will he handle the man-to-man versus zone? Because he's done such a great job throughout with it.
You know, the zone, Joe, is like a change-up pitch. You know, you're not going to stay in it for 35, 40 minutes. It's, you know, if Boston is playing great against the man-to-man, you know, you switch up. You switch your matchups. Maybe you go to zone. It's the sudden changes that sometimes takes rhythm away from the offensive team. So I don't think he has a preset plan. I think he's going to let the game dictate, see how it's looking, see how the matchups are playing. But, you know, here's the biggest thing about the man or the zone. Miami allowed 60 points in the paint the other night. They got beat off the dribble at the point of attack repeatedly through the game. That was the single biggest factor that tore down Miami's defense. You can't allow dribble penetration, and then it takes help, and Boston's very good at finding open men. Kemba, even when he's not shooting the ball well, can pass it. Jason Tatum, very underrated as a distributor. So they find mismatches. So you get beat off the dribble at the point of attack, chances are you're going to get beat closer to the basket, you know, by somebody else. So the on-the-ball defense, whether it's zone or man, has to be a lot better than it was a few nights ago.
You know, I was just going to say, couldn't the easy summary for Saturday night just be this team shot bad? And if they shoot a little bit better than the Heat, they'd probably be in the game or win that game. I mean, you shoot 27% from three-point land and 39% field goals. You're not going to win a lot of games like that regardless of what you're playing.
I would agree with that. I mean, it'd be really hard to imagine beating Boston shooting 39% from the field. What you like is the turnovers stayed down, the free throw attempts stayed up. Just got to play harder. I thought that was, you know, I just thought Boston played with so much more urgency and desire, and that to me just stood out more than any X or O. They just played more fiercely, and that can't happen again in this series, or it's not going to work out well for Miami. So are the Heat capable? Of course they are. They've been almost flawless in the playoffs, you know, with a 10-2 record. But this is the best team that they've faced in the playoffs, and there might be a better one waiting in the Lakers if they can get by a Denver team that doesn't know the meaning of the word quit or deficit. So, you know, the competition gets better the deeper you get. That's not a surprise. So Miami's got to bring it, you know, Well, look at the last series for Boston. They were, not only were they up 2-0 on Toronto, they were a half a second from being up 3-0, and it ended up taking them seven games. And if Boston didn't have that mental toughness and desire, you know, maybe Toronto gets back to the conference final. So you're talking about a very serious championship contending team in the Celtics. And again, Miami, they've played very hard through the playoffs. I thought that, you know, the two games they lost are the two games where human nature sort of took over. Up 3-0 against the Bucks with no Adetokounmpo. You know, I think in the NBA, you know, when you think it might be a little easier, it gets harder because you take your foot off the pedal. Well, same thing up 2-0. And, you know, two games, by the way, those first two wins in this series could have gone either way. I think that's why the Celtics were so frustrated after game two. They had double-digit leads in both of those games, and Miami found a way to win. So it's back to square one. You could look at it any way you want. Like the series is just beginning, or like this is a game seven. This is a huge game. I mean, there's a big difference between 3-1 and 2-2. So I look for both teams to, this could be the best game of the series so far because both teams can feel it. And I think both teams are aware how crucial this game is tonight.
Damn, it's good. See, you just got this game so jacked
I'm
up.
Ready,
now you messed up my nap because I'm going to be thinking about how fired up you were today, man. Hey, Eric, real quickly, I got to ask you before we go. about your other love, your second love.
My family?
No, your third love. I'm sorry. Smart ass. You're such a smart ass. Oh, you left out my family, huh? Right. Hey, Adam Gase and your Jets. What are your thoughts?
Joe, I watched one half of, you know, it's really pathetic when your season begins and ends on opening day. I didn't even watch the second half of the Buffalo game. I did not watch a minute of the 49ers game. You know, I've been watching that team since I'm like 7 years old. I refuse to give my time to that right now. It's a disaster, and it's more than Adam Gase. I'm not a big fan of his as a head coach, but the problems run far deeper than him. I think it starts with their ownership, their disjointed approach, the constant state of confusion and a rebuild. The only two things that I'm happy about right now with them are their two stud linemen, Quinnen Williams, who finally had the kind of game that you thought he would have more often coming out of Alabama now in his second year. He dominated. Yeah. And Becton, as an offensive tackle, looks like he's the real thing. But for them to be $30 million under the cap and fielding like an NFL JV team, it's just not a watchable product right now. And I feel bad for the players on that team. They got a long, long season ahead of them. But, Joe, I know it's a long day. I just want to remind people about our coverage tonight for Game 4. We got the Heat pregame show an hour before every game of these conference finals. So tonight you can catch our Heat Live pregame show at 7:30 on Heat.com and the Heat mobile app. And then immediately following the game, we'll have a full hour postgame show live on Fox Sports Sun. For viewers who have AT&T or DirecTV, tonight it'll be on alternative channels. So on AT&T, it would be 1723, DirecTV 653-1. For Comcast, it'll be on your normal Fox Sports Sun. So we'll see everybody at 7:30 tonight on Heat.com and then right after the game on Fox Sports Sun. And we'll get you ready, and we hope we'll tuck you in after a big, big Heat win tonight, Joe.
Eric, good stuff, man. We appreciate it. We're all going to be watching to see what happens. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Eric, thank you for spending some time with us, man.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Zach. Be well, and we'll speak again.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!